Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Now, this coming couple of days, Pastor, we're going to be talking about the church, which is one of the fundamental beliefs of the SDA. You know, they believe that God is a relational God, and he knows the benefits a strong faith community can bring to each person. Now, with this in mind, we're going to be spending these days learning about the church and what it is, what is it not, and all the questions surrounding the church. Now, as we get into the subject, Pastor, how does the scripture define the church?
Thank you so much for that question. When we go to the Bible, we find that in the book of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 2, the church is referred to as a body of those who have been called out. Yeah, verse 1 says the saints. So it is a body of individuals that have been called from darkness into Christ Jesus.
Right.
At the same time, we discover that since we have been called, we now belong to the body of Christ. This we will find in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Verses 22 to 23, whereby the church is described as the body of Christ. Furthermore, as the church was growing, it was discovered that it comprised of believers that had put their faith in this man called Jesus Christ. That is in the book of Acts chapter 2, verses 42 to 47. By that, we discover that the church becomes a community of people who have got something in common. Romans 12:5 also alludes to that sentiment, that the church is a community of believers, people who believe in Christ Jesus.
Now, does the church include believers of all faiths, or is it specific only to Seventh-day Adventists?
This one is interesting. There is the mind of God, right? And then there is what is circulating around the world today. Now, with this in mind, let me try to break it down. According to the mind of God, we are going to discover that the present-day Christian church has its roots in the Old Testament church, right? In the earliest times, we realized that God had God-fearing families here on the surface of earth, starting, of course, with Adam, through to Noah, Abraham. All these people were guardians of God's truth. So these households, they were his church back then. So one of the things that has to exist in a church is the presence of God's truth. So now, if the Seventh-day Adventist is a guardian of God's truth, then it becomes the only church in the world. And then the rest, I don't know what we can refer to them to, but now as I underlined earlier on, that the bottom line is the truth. So if you go to the Old Testament, all these examples I've given are people that treasured the truth of God.
Okay.
Now, if you go down through history, through the times of history, up to our point, we discover that there have been seven churches that have been that are listed in the book of Revelation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And today we are in the seventh church, that is the church of Laodicea, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then in this church, it is the last church that is existing.
Mm-hmm.
And the people who are going to make it at the end of the day are people who are going to be found rooted in the truth of Jesus Christ. Or let me say, the biblical truth that are portrayed by Jesus.
Interesting that many of the churches believe that they are rooted in the truth of Jesus.
Very true, very true.
So we may then, from that understanding, say, well, the church will then be any body or community of believers?
We can't say that per se, because this church has passed through different phases. I remember back in the 50s, there was something that was circulating around 1955, thereabouts,
mm-hmm.
whereby they were referring to the Seventh-day Adventists as a cult, right?
Mm.
And then it meant that this church, Seventh-day Adventists, could not meet the definition of what a church was according to the World Council of Churches,
mm-hmm.
right? However, after 1955, thereabouts, 55 to 57, when something happened there, the time doesn't allow, then we now exist among other denominations of churches based on the standards of the WCC. But for this discussion, I wanted us to maybe center it on what the Bible says, especially on this entity called a church, because there is a standard of men, and also there is that standard of God.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, the one that will remain standing is the standard of God, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What is the benefit then of becoming part of the family of believers?
Being part of this family, you will discover that God has called people to this entity called a church. If you go to Isaiah 56, verse 7, it mentions that God calls people, as he has been calling since time immemorial, right? Because he desires that through Israel, right, of which Israel couldn't make it, but spiritual Israel, which is his church today, right, has also a mandate to fulfill.
Mm.
That is, church members have to go out and teach people about the true God.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm.
So as we come and become part of this family, we start having a clearer understanding, that is benefit number one,
mm-hmm.
of who God is. Right?
Yes, yes.
As long as we are still failing to understand God, then we are not part of the church. But the moment we start understanding God, especially Christ Jesus also, then we become better individuals. At the same time, through being part of God's church, we are safe from other things that can come and harm us.
Mm.
If we're to look around the societies today, there's just a lot of many things that are not moving well, right? Why? Because the majority of people have decided not to follow the truth as it is in Jesus, right? But if we are to come and become part of his church, then we are going to learn from the one who created life,
mm-hmm.
his ideal for us, and then many evils can be prevented.
Yeah. Now, what would you say, Pastor, is our responsibility to one another as the member of the body of Christ, the church?
As members of the church, we are supposed to love each other.
Mm.
Love is paramount.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm.
We have to love each other. We have to strengthen the family circle, right? We have to respect each other, and we're also supposed to grow in knowing more about Christ and the plan of salvation.
Mm.
Eventually, what God wants is to purify us, His church, so that at the end of the day, when He comes, we are going to make it to heaven. I think it was in the previous discussion that we had, when I alluded to Adam, that Adam enjoyed face-to-face relationship with Christ, right?
Mm.
But after sin had come in, that relationship was broken. But now, through His church, we come in, and then we are sanctified, and then we look forward to Jesus coming, and then soon that relationship is going to be reconnected again.
Mm.
James chapter 2, verse 15 tells us that as members of God's family, we are to call each other brother and sister. The same is said by Romans 16, verse 1, that we are all to be like in one family.
Yeah. Pastor, before I let you go, I want to check with you if it's possible to serve and worship God outside of the formal framework of the church organization.
Interesting question again. All right. Jesus established the church when He was here on planet Earth, right?
Yeah.
Remember when He was discussing with Peter?
Hmm.
He said, on this rock, I'm going to establish my church. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that is where this entity called the church started from. When people started to come and gather together.
Hmm.
But now, with this in mind, as I answer this question, does one have to only worship in the entity of the church or otherwise, right? If you go back a little bit, you are going to realize that when Jesus grew, there was a gathering that was there. There was a structure of believers that was there, that of Sanhedrin and the like. And but when he was growing up, he never went through their schooling, right? The same was with John the Baptist.
Mm.
He never went through that. He was an independent preacher of the gospel.
Mm.
The same was with Jesus, right? So the thing is, both the independent and the church coexisted, right? And I want to believe that even as we are to move towards the end of time, the church of God is going to be there, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The true church of God, let me say, and also independent ministries that are biblically centered are going to be there.
Mm.
What is important is the truth as it is in Jesus.
Mm.
Yes.
Right. So effectively, outside of the formal structure, people can still serve as long as the truth is at the middle.
The truth, yes. Because what we need is to have the truth as it is in Jesus.
Mm. All right. Fantastic. Well, Pastor, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. We are going to be connecting with you again tomorrow at the same time and same place. For today, I do want to appreciate your time with us.
Thank you, my brother. Meet you tomorrow.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.